Hi, Ashley Banfield. Welcome to the show.
John, how are you?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you in a while. What are you saying on your show on News Nation about this Will Smith-Chris Rock controversy?
Well, two big words for me are illegal and disappointing, because what we all witnessed, 10 or 15 million of us here in the U.S. and a couple hundred million around the world, was a crime committed on a stage. I mean, it's just as simple as that. That is a crime, and it had a lot of witnesses, and the LAPD, you know, sort of thought that that's fine unless Chris Rock reports it, we're just not going to do anything about it, which is not the way it works. When you have a societal problem, it doesn't require the victim to be the catalyst to prosecute. So that's one thing. And then just the profound disappointment in somebody who personally I have looked up to for so long, admired for so long, my children adore, to see him just unravel and behave like that is just the saddest thing in a role model.
Let's go back to that first point, although I agree with you on the second one, too. You know, I think we've all been big fans of Will Smith, although in the last few years we've discovered that he's a more complicated, less perfect. He's not the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air after all, but what a talented guy, and what a fun persona, even if he's a little more complicated than we knew. But I just wonder, you said societal, and that is interesting. We all witness what technically is a crime. We have a problem with people lashing out with violence when words upset them these days. So maybe they should prosecute this case? I mean, is that your opinion, Ashley?
So I have a few thoughts on that. And the first is this. If that had happened in a bar, yeah, he would be arrested.
Wait, stop right there. But it wasn't. Does this matter to you? It wasn't a punch. It wasn't a knife. It wasn't a bullet. It was a slap between two men. Do you think that should be prosecuted as some sort of assault?
Well, you can call it a slap or a punch, but you can also call it a strike and a physical contact that's unwelcome. And that's the definition of the law. You can't hurt someone with your, you know, your body or a weapon. And if you, the contact that was made was not small. Chris Rock had his hands behind his back, which is typically what we consider a sucker punch. And he was physically, you know, moved by it. So it wasn't a small attack. It was meaningful and it was painful. And it was also extraordinarily public. So there are a lot of reasons why crimes are charged, and many of them are because we need to make sure that people know these things won't stand. This is not allowed. And sometimes that's why cases are considered over other cases, because of the public message. And I don't know how you can't see that this isn't a public message that's needed, that if you're offended by what someone says, not even does, just says, you can't be a vigilante, period. We just set up our society different. You know, if you don't like it, you can leave. But if you're here, these are the rules.
Yeah, that seems to be true. Chris Rock, does it matter that he's not asking for charges to be pressed?
I think you could ask Rihanna the same question. The way we have looked at violence, and particularly domestic violence, and I suppose you could look at this as a case of domestic violence. These two know each other. They're, you know, heretofore they've got their history, but they're friends and they're colleagues. A domestic violence victim most of the time doesn't report it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the rest of us don't have a duty to each other as a society, because that person is going to move on to another victim somewhere else. So it's not supposed to be up to the victim to protect the rest of us, because the victim is very complicated and has a million different reasons why he or she may not be interested in entangling with the law.
I know you've been talking about this, Ashley. We have 90 seconds left, and I wanted you to touch on that point a little more. And his apology when he went up on stage, Will Smith said, "Love makes you do crazy things," which is what abusers often say as well. I don't think that helped his cause, do you?
No, it was pathetic. First of all, it's pathetic because the jails are filled with people who kill because they're in love with people. So don't tell me that love made you commit a crime, therefore we're good. We're not. But also, please, can we just for a moment dispense with the notion that damsels are in distress of words? I'm sorry, Jada Pinkett Smith is one tough lady. And if you just watch her show, you will know that she could dress you down in seconds flat. So I don't need a man to go up and protect me from someone else's words.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. And I'm sorry, but Tiffany Haddish, if she doesn't retract what she said, I think this will be a stain on her career for a long time. We're not snowflakes. We're fine. We don't need you to beat up a guy who makes a comment about our hair, no matter how distasteful it is.
Yeah, it was really a 1958 kind of antiquated male response. I have to defend the honor of my woman, right?
Ick, please. And again, you know, yeah. I got to say something else here. I have always loved the Oscars. I always felt it was a very special night. I don't know why. It's just a thing. You know, we all, for years and years, our whole lives, we've done this. But I don't feel the same way anymore. I feel like you can just get in there without a shirt. You can just get in there. You can get in the fewer diners than you can the Oscars these days, you know, with that behavior and those clothes, et cetera. I feel like the brand has been diminished. And P.S. America, let's not live in the gray area where these things are debatable. Let's not. We have unraveled this culture. We have unraveled civility. We're beating people up on planes. And then we're debating it? Sorry, not in my house.
Ashley Banfield is the host of Banfield. Are you watching News Nation, 9 p.m. Central Time, Comcast 223, DirecTV 307? Well done, Ashley. Nice to talk to you again.
Always good to talk to you, John. Take care.